Real talk, pop culture junkies, your boy Mars in the building. And what I'm talking about today, man, is that Dana White shit. I know it's like a week old, whatever. Nobody been talking about that shit. Ain't nobody been talking about that Dana White shit. And, I'm gonna talk my shit about that shit. Cause, like, how I put it, bro? Ain't Chris Brown still getting shit? Chris Brown is still getting shit for that Rihanna shit. How fucking long ago was that shit? Not only is Chris Brown still getting shit, imagine if this nigga Dana White would have tweeted like Kyrie Irving did. You know what I'm saying? You're not hearing nothing about that shit like that. You're not hearing that shit over and over and over again. You hear about if anything, that was a George Lopez show in the background. I'm looking at my homie's page or whatever. This nigga responded to some shit I said or whatever. I thought this nigga had a projector like I got. Oh, shit. This nigga don't got a projector. That's the TV. But anyway. This nigga, Dana White. Now, mind you, she put her hands on that nigga first. But this nigga, these niggas had a lot of shit to say. Him and his Ari Emanuel, these niggas was speaking on niggas. These niggas was speaking on Kyrie. These niggas was speaking on Kanye. Them niggas was speaking on everything. We should be outraged by these things niggas say. And then yo man's beat his wife motherfucking ass. Well deserved ass whooping too, by the way. Cause I mean, come on, bro. She put her hands on that nigga. She whooping this nigga ass and shit. And he did what he normally would do at the crib, which fuck her up, bro. They married. Have been married for how long? Man, she know what it was. That nigga know what it was. They just didn't want you to know what it was. These niggas talk all this shit in the public. And any attempt to down a black man, anytime a black man do something, they up that nigga ass. The Ime Udoku motherfucking TJ Holmes. I gotta see all these niggas get drugged through the mud because they cheated with bitches. They ain't forced themselves on nobody. They didn't rape nobody. They didn't do none of that type of stuff. They weren't aggressive. They didn't do none of that. And they drugged them niggas through the mud. Drugged their pictures through the mud. Drug all they shit through the mud. They drug all they shit through the mud. And then this nigga Dana White do that shit. And this media shit, they said it's a media. ESPN is a, I'm gonna pull this shit up for you. They said that it was an ESPN reporter that they was told to lay off the Dana White shit. That's what they was told. I'm about to pull it up. It said ESPN. What'd they say? Yeah, so New York Times, so UFC and partners reluctant to speak on Dana White. And we say, the ex-ESPN reporter raps top media house for a toned-down coverage of the domestic violence. Yeah. Yeah. This is from sportskeeda.com. And they saying that, I'm looking at the slap right here. So the former writer, former ESPN sports writer and podcast, Dan Le Batard or whatever, however you want to say, I don't know the fucking name of, bro, called out his former employers for their toned down coverage. They extremely toned down. What if it was a black athlete that tweeted? Oh my God, right? Because that's how they was acting, right? I'm curious how ESPN is going to cover the news of Dana White and video of him slapping his wife. What if he was Ray Rice? You know what I'm saying? He ain't say that part. He just said, I'm curious of how ESPN is going to cover the news of Dana White and video of him slapping his wife at New Year's festivities, apologizing, saying there's no excuse, saying that he hadn't been drinking. If it had been Roger Goodell or an owner of an NFL team, I imagine it would be covered with a great deal of zeal. This doesn't stay in the news stream unless there's media pressure. There needs to be a media pressure. There needs to be a media outrage about this in order for this to have consequences. They are the worldwide leader in sports. And that's a fucking fact. If it happened with Roger Goodell or an owner, do you imagine it would be quiet? Because I don't. Dan reacts to damaging video of UFC president Dana White slapping his wife, asking why the coverage from ESPN hasn't been louder. Yeah. Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. Listen to this. Well, no, you can't listen to it because it ain't playing yet. And I don't want, yes, I knew it was gonna do that. I knew it was gonna do that dumb shit. It was gonna play a commercial first and some other stupid ass shit or whatever. It's showing some stupid fucking TV show about special forces or whatever. Just Survivor or, you know, one of them American Gladiator shows just in another form. Dumb. Fucking dumb. All right, now I'm a play this for y'all.
Why don't you just tell us what happened that night? What happened leading up to that video?
Well, I'm in Cabo, Mexico, you know, for the holidays with my family, and my wife and I were out Saturday night on New Year's Eve, and you know, unfortunately, that's what happened. I'm one of the guys, you know, you've heard me say for years, there's never, ever an excuse for a guy to put his hands on a woman. And now here I am on TMZ talking about it. But my wife and I have been married for almost 30 years. We've known each other since we were 12 years old. We've obviously been through some shit together.
What if Ray Rice said this shit? What if Ray Rice said this shit?
You know, this is one of those situations that's, you know, horrible.
I don't think Kyrie hit nobody.
Embarrassed.
So
it's also one of those situations.
Why you ain't get the same treatment?
Is, you know, right now we're more concerned about our kids. You know, we have three kids, and you know, obviously, since the video popped up, we've shown the kids the video, and you know, we're more focused on our family right now. People are going to have opinions on this, and most of the people's opinions would be right, and especially in my case, you don't put your hands on a woman ever. My wife and I obviously love each other. We've been together for
a about your wife hitting you, bro?
We've known each other since we were very
I said
little.
The real issues ain't it's being talked one of those about.
Unfortunate situations.
You were at a place in Cabo that where alcohol flows. Yeah, I mean, Dana, what we were told by people who were in the club that it at least to them seemed that there was a lot of alcohol involved in this situation.
There was definitely a lot of alcohol involved.
So now they're blaming it on alcohol. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, bro. They didn't give Kyrie the benefit of the doubt over a fucking tweet. They didn't give Chris Brown the benefit of the doubt, even though that story say that bitch was beating that nigga ass too. Yuck. It's crazy. This shit crazy. Cause she Rihanna definitely was putting hands on CB. You feel me? Rihanna was putting hands on Chris Brown. And Chris Brown did what he did. And now he getting booed and all type of goofy ass shit 10 years later. Like, man, get the fuck out of here. That girl a billionaire now. My man's a dope fiend, you know? I mean, I just call it what it is. Chris Brown look fucked up now. He fucking conditioned his hair to look like white people hair. Like, the nigga going, he went through a lot of shit. This nigga, Dana White, getting coddled, baby, carried through the fire. And his partner, ain't holding him accountable either. Because they wanted to make A-Show every nigga publicly down and shame Kyrie, right? Every nigga got to publicly, openly down Kanye or whatever. Even though Kanye, I will admit, Kanye went too far. Kanye went too fucking far. Especially after the Drink Champs interview. During the Drink Champs interview and after the Drink Champs interview, Kanye went too far. Kanye literally crossed lines that nobody should cross. However, Kyrie ain't do that. They took that nigga's shoes away. They ain't want to pay that nigga his bread. They owed him. They were trying to get that nigga. They were trying to kick that nigga off the team. They were trying to find any excuse to fuck this man over. And he didn't put his hands on nobody. Will Smith hit motherfucking Chris Rock. And that nigga got shamed and dog walked like a motherfucker. Will Smith got dog walked like a motherfucker over slapping another man. And they not handling that shit. No, none of the media is handling that nigga, Dana White, like he Will Smith. At all. So which is worse, hitting Chris Rock or hitting your wife? This your boy Mars. I'm out.